Self-advocacy here means treating yourself and demanding gently and reasonably that others treat and treat you well, as if your worth is no less than any other human being. We live in a culture that alternately promotes self-esteem and equality while promoting interests that are often destructive to individuals and groups. Women especially are often taught as girls not to speak up and assert themselves for fear of being unladylike. We often neglect our own needs and yearnings for the benefit of others. When this becomes pathological and crippling, it inhabits our true wills. And the practice in self-advocacy is needed. Learn compassion, advocacy, and loving kindness for others, and then apply it to yourself. Sit in a comfortable meditative posture. Relax and alert. While breathing gently and calmly, begin to think about something for which you have unequivocal good feeling. It could be a parent, a child, a pet, or a friend, or even a place or a concept. Begin to wish that person or thing well. You might want to use the loving kindness techniques detailed here. Consider fully this sensation of caring, filling yourself with this feeling of support for something, and explore it. Examine how advocacy of this sort makes you feel, how you think about the object of your advocacy, your emotions and attitudes. Perhaps slowly try to ramp up this feeling of goodwill. Love fiercely, care strongly, then center your attention on the power of your caring and your commitment to this positive feeling. You might also want to weaken the feeling to see how your mind behaves under those circumstances, then dial it back up. Notice how your advocating is something you have control over, and how good it feels to be fierce and strong about love. Enjoy it, because it is beautiful. This exercise reminds us of the warmth and pleasure that come from caring, especially caring strongly. It tells us about our own strength and determination. We will also find ourselves in the capacity to love completely an imperfect being. These skills will help us then to begin to self-advocate. Exercise 2. Settle into the same relaxed and alert posture as before. Now bring to mind yourself as a child. Focus on your many qualities, how worthy of love you were, and how vulnerable. Consider how, even as a child, you are imperfect but good enough. Have compassion for that young child, then gradually move that compassion to yourself as an adult. Have compassion for your problems, your mistrials, as well for the trauma, bad luck, hard circumstances you've had to endure by virtue of your humanity. Settle into this compassion, allowing it to flow into you with each inhalation. Move on to loving kindness, filling it for the child you once were, and moving it into your adulthood. Feel loving kindness for yourself now, expressing it with your inner voice, well wishes, and affection for the person you are now, despite your flaws. Finally, move toward advocacy. Return to the child you were, and think about how, if you needed to, you would protect that child and would help that child just as you would any child. See if you can bring the same advocacy to your adult self, empowering you to protect and help yourself and to advocate for your own well-being. Consider how you will act in your best interest in the face of illness, bad luck, mistreatment, and suffering just as you would for the interest of a child. Fill yourself with this powerful feeling of self-advocacy and enjoy it. Allow your mind to commit to itself to advocating for you. When you're ready, bring in awareness to your fingers in your toes by wiggling them. Coming back into the present moment. Maybe stretching, bringing your arms up over your head, stretching your body. And gently touching your arm, letting yourself know that you are safe, you are loved. And when you're ready, opening your eyes, looking around the space. Thank you for joining me for this guided meditation. Some history on self-advocacy. It has its roots in the 19th century psychological and philosophical thought that questioned the self-sacrificing ideas of Western culture. The concept evolved. From Schulze-Pinner, who viewed it as rather in bleak terms, and then we changed it in something positive and empowering with the movement towards self-esteem in the late 19th century. C- precautions. Do not confuse your selfishest wants with the things that must be advocated for. You as a human being have a right to advocate for equal treatment, freedom from abuse, the ability to follow your dreams, and respect from others. Self-advocacy does not mean that petty emotions and greedy desires are okay just because you think them. Notes. Self-advocacy is also a term that is used in the disability rights movement, expressing the right that people with disabilities, especially the developmentally disabled, have to control their lives and to self-determine. The ability to speak up for oneself is crucial in the human beings in order to feel empowered about their own lives. So it's important to advocate for yourself and others. And it's important to stand up for what you believe in, even if that means standing alone. Thank you for joining me for this guided meditation. May you have a blessed day. Namaste.